I think in general, the whole issue of the survivor voice getting out there was essential to the survivor movement.
So anyway, that all this is an outgrowth. I think yeah. It was sponsored. It was stimulated a lot coming back to Phoenix and shrink resistant. And in a nutshell, the early in a nutshell, I mean, this was the acorn. So the acorns of the tree of the movement, if I can use that analogy, the acorns were planted. This book really helped. And this came out just about the time that the movement was gathering steam in the United States. It was so-called a lot of cross-fertilization of ideas and so forth.
Now it's hard to get people, and in the 70s it's hard to get people. Mm. In the 80s we had shock survivor after shock survivor wanting to tell us their story, wanting to speak about it publicly. Mm. We had a decade there that was unbelievable.
Yeah.
We can't get it now, and we couldn't get it before the 80s. So there was something about that moment, and where people felt... Yeah, you know what I think people felt? I think people felt that change was just just in their grasp, and all we had to do was reach for it. I think we all thought that. I mean, we were kind of naive radicals, which actually was helpful in getting things done to be that naive. But that was the moment.
It's still hard for psychiatric survivors to get published because the mainstream discredits us and doesn't want to listen to us, just like the mainstream media. So it's an uphill battle to still be heard. This is why this was such an important, groundbreaking event in the history of the movement. But in this book, Shrink Resistant, it really was a very consciousness-raising event, and I think it did influence a lot. I think it encouraged a lot of other survivors to break their silence.